Yeah. How'd you get along with Johnson? Yeah. You know you're Johnson, though. That's good. Keep him pop up a little. Not 37 in the week. Nothing. I don't plan to get into this, but our position is that what if they say we consider it one or two channels? But the Russians have three votes in the night. It's not an economic deal, Russia, but it's Ukraine too. That's pretty well, I don't know. Let me ask you another thing. Might have some, because of your company's trail, have some question about whether we're going to fight at conference to get bird and then delete it. My view is to say no. please. Yeah, I was going to suggest something. I think you ought to cancel your trip to Chicago if you have any problem at all. What is it? Is it the group you have to do, or you agree to it or something? But yeah, all right. Well, for God's sake, it's just ridiculous for you. I can go out there. Yeah, well, I hard trip. Kind of a dinner, isn't it? Well, my view is that, that we're by anyway. I mean, I'll leave this morning. It won't know. It won't know. Yeah, well, we've got a year to want to do things. It's like our little boys, though. We have people that are great and all of them this morning. One of our guys, the staff, Bird was not really a possibility for it. Well, it's not. The point is that they don't realize the game. I mean, it isn't part of your point. I've told him that he isn't. And also, I'm playing another game. I want to scare the hell out of him. Bird. See, if I all that's left on you, you can start to see the play. Bird is dragging. He'll drag on. How we will get here to a week, everybody is jumped through. It makes McGovern and all the Democrats take positions on whether he is or not. And they are going to have a goddamn effect. So one of our little boys, I know, who said, oh, geez, we've got to get the president off his book, and maybe we're going to appoint this conservative fellow with ability practice law, definitely a game lawyer. You know, what in the name of good God Christ is the matter with people, Henry? What is the matter? They wonder why I don't tell the staff anything. Well, I'll tell you why I don't come, because goddammit, they don't have any brains. Now, that's true. No judgment. They loyal, whoever did this did it with loyalty. But goddammit, they shouldn't have said it. They heard a game I was playing here. My endorsement. Right. Let me tell you, he's going to be back to racism and consumerism today. Well, what I was going to ask you this, the only thing I see in the news is Chile's action. Now, I want to take something, a very strong hand. I really do, Harry. You've got anything you've got to prepare, something tough to say or what? You saw what they did, or did you? Yeah. Yeah. What can I say? Well, now, let me say, I'll say something. I mean, whatever it is. But I want you. I mean, I want you to have yours. Get hate, the toughest son of a bitch you've got in working with Conlon. And I want something done. I'm not going to have Meyer screw this one up. It's time to kick Chile in the ass. Now, is that clear? Yeah. Now, what is our option? Now, can you have a paper over to him here? Yeah. Well, I didn't debate it. I want just a strong statement made, just knocking their brains off today. I want it made today. Well, what can he say? I just want somebody, I just want a public statement made, kicking Chile in the ass, and a very hard one. Or have Connie make. I want him to blast him. Not going to do it. Have a good session. Or wait until tomorrow so he gets to play on it. But really bust their butts. As far as I'm concerned, there's no appeal on this. I don't want the State Department to come. What did Christ the State say on this? Just Bill Temple Riley. This is the time to do it, and I want to know everything we can do. Everything we can do to do it. I want a forward kill on this one. And I expect State to play the total mark. All right. And a if I am asked about it, I'm going to say appropriate action will be taken. They have confiscated and affect American property. We will not allow appropriate action will be taken. You say, I don't know what to say appropriate action. But as far as I'm concerned, I approve the strongest possible program on this, but I want it moved and I don't want to move around. And I want it highly publicized, highly visible. Understand? Highly publicized, highly visible. A statement where we get it on television tonight, okay? Or tomorrow, so that. Fine. All right. And prepare it. And prepare everybody too. We'll have a statement tomorrow. Okay? Fine. Is there anything else you want to suggest for today's conference? No. Good. Good. Well, we'll. Yeah. I'll handle it. Oh, yes, yes. I'm going to be pretty modest looking at that. We expect a very close vote. We hope to win. Okay.
Whatever had screen around, you know, all the Democratic candidates have had to be primarily for and for people.
very actively under consideration. You understand? We're going to make them stand up and be counted. Yeah. Well, I'd like, if you could, to get that off before I get there. There's a way you could do it. Well, I mean, I just say that, look, I simply call it, I whoever wrote the postcard, installment, or postcard. All right, Mom. See there? Call in Spence Rich and the two wires. Call in Spence Rich and the two wires. That's why we'll call us. You got this story, and I don't want you to get off on the wrong track. Very active consideration, along with others. I'm not going to go beyond. Okay? Bye.
Someone just wants to chill it back.
Sorry about the word on that. I'm not sure. story today. Prayers of this was together. States and the Soviet Union and their exchanges during the past year have agreed to a meeting between them and several of the state partners and made a negotiation at the lower level. All the recent advances in bilateral and multilateral negotiations involving the countries. Now, we're going to play it. It comes at an appropriate time because it's been going on for a long time. People would either like to deal with it, but particularly bears on the assault, particularly bears on the silo. I had a very tough talk with people about silos. I said, I'm with Gary. We're going forward with these business solid grids. We're going forward with this solid hub. And what they're trying to negotiate with us is we're going to have equality with regard to ABS. So we're going to freeze in inequality with regard to land-based missiles. You're ahead now in those high school. They approach them, not yet in our murders. That's the one thing that's our real discussion. So we've got to have an understanding that the deal has got to be a two-way deal where we will have to have one. Our the Chinese will take this support. Yeah, we've informed the Chinese about this. Also, these angles that we're getting from, but we can't do it as long as we're in a lot of. They want to get dragged into what we can. So this means the committees will be cool till then. There are other things. They can control the inconvenience, that's what I mean. They encourage them. What's all of the ways to explain it? This is very complicated in both the and a lesser level of magnitude, but a great importance in first year.
Correct. help you this morning.
Huh?
Don't know what to do up there. Most of them just dead silent. Jackson, of course, said he'd be a good appointment.
Sure. He's what he hurts.
Sure.
He's kind of operated this key in town. Even Teddy can't say anything for a reason. Well, there's been a lot of jokes about the woman. Gary's the woman.
I can't see anyone that qualifies. Just as gimmick up against the job.
Reagan's got a candidate. She was on the mayor court, which is the highest court of the jurisdiction. How long? 20 years. The appeals court, the immediate court of appeals, the state of California, 5 or 6 years. Sometimes she's been reversed by the Supreme Court, which she took a very strong position on the law and order. That's typically got it. Now, that woman is appointed. She's more conservative than anybody else I can find on the man side. And they can't vote against her. Now, they couldn't vote against her. What's her show? Democrat.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it sure does.
Oh.
Quite sure that they're. And also, you can't leave off 25 years a judge.
Right.
And a judge 25 years, not God damn it. They can't say that. Well, they may say she won't be over here or something like that, but who the hell is. I know there's some bunch of scholars picked out of the 10 greatest jurists in the nation's history, among them are Warren.
Michael Warren.
And Brennan. Brennan's a goddamn lightweight. Maybe
yeah.
Warren because he's chief justice.
Yeah.
Brennan is no place college. Do you mind?
You know, they had a second group.
Huh?
They had a second group that had Fords and Douglas.
What? Sure. The other thing is, though, there are no Jews going to be appointed. Now, this isn't something that makes you do by that liberal, I know. Probably there is not because they're Jews. They're pushing them. Probably it's a great scholar.
They are, so they have Christmas gifts.
They're being Christmas.
Yeah.
Decent man.
Yeah.
That's right. We've got there as long as I'm sitting in the chair, there's not going to be any Jew appointed to that court. Not because they're Jewish, because there's no Jew that can be right on the criminal law issue.
Yeah.
Have you ever known one that was? They're all got hung up on civil rights. So you're going to get two conservatives in this court.
Yeah,
I am. It's going to be. I get very
you're scared.
Don't you think so?
Sure, I bet those guys haven't had a press conference yet.
Yeah.
Except you get Jackson McGovern to get the leak put on.
You pass it around. You're a conservative friend. Start to build burden. Now, here's the point that I want you to make. I don't think they're going to ask me to align if I want to take this. Presidents, they assassinated one man, honorable, decent man, because he happened to give us up. Now, the president is concerned about their assassinating another man because he happens to be basically a conservative. Now it shows that it isn't just Southern, it's conservative.
Sure.
That's what they're after. Right?
Sure is. They don't want to give up that court. This is there. You're scared the hell out of us for these two appointments.
Rescue.
They're all saying you shouldn't have the right to appoint these two and turn around. This is just a historic struggle right now.
What's he saying? What?
They're even Kennedy. They're almost saying you almost shouldn't have the right to appoint two more like that.
Sure.
Because this is historic.
Yeah, they say that I should balance the first second. Right? What part of Christ's sake? Did they balance it?
That's right, Dad. They would have 9-0.
Did they balance it? For God's sakes, what kind of people did Johnson appoint? Even Eisenhower. He appointed Warren. And he appointed Brennan.
Right.
And he appointed Potter Stewart, who was
Stacey
Ducey.
Yeah. He is.
Well, on the court, I mean, speaking, not in a sexual way, but goddamn, he goes up to Georgetown, votes wrong on this day and stuff. No target, but Potter will go with the fourth. See, this gives Berger the whip hand.
Sure, that's
let me tell you something.
Too.
Yeah, he's possible. Yeah. Quite as not all the good here. He's not a really good scholar and not all that smart. But the beauty of the woman, and she is quite good enough to get the second conservative. They've got to appoint, they've got to confirm a senator.
Right.
You agree?
I agree.
With one senator.
I think
we're going to buy one. We have to get the Looking at Potter. Well, you have our friend.
Given this PGB, PJB, the fuel group, the
are in to put the conference off until this afternoon, or until we can answer these questions. And if I just call them over, we have.
Good evening. Ms. Galton. Did you do that? You look at the other side, you don't think you need the book.
But I don't know much.
We got another message from Japan, no sound of bitches, didn't know them yesterday. She plans to have people come down and help us today.
All right.
So, we just know we're dealing with Chapton.
Okay.
That's the Chapton statement, so we can answer.
All right.
Okay. Now, two interesting things. Link to Louis.
I saw that news.
KGB, or entered the article saying the United States and the Soviet Union now have become an interested piece in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because he doesn't know it except of the direction.
You don't think so, huh?
And technically, when Walter delivered our proposal to them yesterday, you know, he proposed a meeting on the 3rd. They said, here or in Moscow. Because I had said it for me, if we ever get to a point where we can settle it within 2 days and make a guarantee of yourself, then he's willing to do it there. But there has to be a guarantee of the settlement. I don't know what I'm saying. So something has to do with something. And we said that, and they have said that, they'll accept that. That one won't break it. Chat and communist, you know, you're on the list for everything. Look at the chat.
Look at the list.
I
think Henry, your judgment regarding the fact that my press conference on Q.
Would you say that
he, well, beyond that, though, and then Q's winning the election, even though white this time. I think that, my God, this has turned this around.
Oh, yeah, they were hoping, the reason they kicked me in the teeth in September was because they wanted to see whether we would get so discouraged that we would have Q, and Q was definitely on the
team. I'm going to take the line today if they ask me how long is there, first, how long are we going to have Q, is there a number of people, and ask them about their next question. They'll say, well, how long will they have their support? And I say, as long as it's necessary. Goals, which will be hang it out there. How long do we have residual force as long as it's necessary to accomplish our goals?
I wouldn't get into the situation.
No, if they ask.
No, but even if they ask, say, you'll cover that.
I don't know.
No, that's long.
You need a bargain.
That's right.
See my point?
You're in good shape.
Let me take the heat for residual force.
No, I see. Good. But we have learned
you
that...
You see, because then, and I'm convinced that November enough, despite the bill of Rogers and Larry Bolson, to say, the American contract will win. Maybe it doesn't, but it will mean something when I see it. But we say no more draftees. That's going to have a hell of a bang.
Absolutely.
That will end it in the minds of most people.
Absolutely. That's what I
think that announcement, however, I'd like to make very early in November. I'd just like to get it to hell.
Well, let's see what they'll do, Mr. President. If they bring Lee Dutko back to Paris for the November 1st meeting, then if you make the announcement anytime after that, we've asked for Lee Dutko, but we've said we want to talk to Lee Dutko. Lee Dutko is back, and you make a 2 or 3 months withdrawal announcement. Everybody will figure there's something going on in Paris. They'll figure it anyway.
But you aren't making your impression of getting out, so...
No, but if my trip won't be announced, but Lee Dutko's presence will be announced. And Lee Dutko never comes unless there's something going on. They don't have to think I'm doing it, but they will think something is going on.
You go back over to the world's high
she doesn't have it.
How can nobody have it? Well, I'll tell you, I'm scared of my death. She's going to ride around here. Now, you know, I was there with this whole weekend at this moment. Schultz and Trump showed it yesterday when I refused it all. I'm not in for this one. Really, maybe it's all but right for me to that Supreme Court man. Not then, as I was playing a game there, a very important, high level game. One of our little bastards, the veteran, was from the president, of course. God damn them. Why do they have to say that?
We had McGovern going back and forth.
Yes, they turned 180 degrees. Now, we worry about it and all the rest of them all worry. Oh, well, yeah, I hate this. But I know one of our good guys is a nice guy. I don't know which one, but I know that I can see. Well, I feel I don't know. God damn them. Why do they have to say it? Got a big game going. The other day, will you inform Raymond?
He sent the trip.
Gosh.
How that poor Robert's going to live.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's all right, but I think Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan is the one who's going to be. Robert, rather, I don't have to inform. He's down here.
Yeah.
And he's dropping in.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's going to be hurt about anything. But Reagan, you had a long, long talk with him. I'm sorry, kid. Oh, what the hell?
I'll get through the day. Yeah. Good
time. It's been a lot for you.
Yeah, I'll drop in when I was at the event.
Well, no, it's quite too late.
Exactly. No, I mean, it's cable.
I think cable, wherever he is, worthwhile. I think so. But then he gets it after the announcement. It doesn't make any difference. Yeah, the people say the cable. I think race is very important for some. One other thing. Maybe you ought to discuss the game at all in the competition. You might call J Love, no, no.
Yeah, go with the order.
No, it might be the other one. More urban if they're not born.
Or I'll call them.
See my point. And you can say, now look here. Not on China, but on here, there's a hell of a lot more than meets the eye. You did it to serve the public interest, and you did not disown this. How did you call us?
Call me the what was it, after?
You can call me any Orlov Stone.
I think it's better to call me any, and maybe I'll call Bode.
No, I wouldn't call Bode. Thank you. No, you can call me.
So I think
maybe he's in a meeting starting at 10 o'clock.
Let me see that I can get it. Well, I haven't got the announcement yet.
You don't read the announcement. I'll be up there. Would you get that, Mr. George, meeting, or Dr. Kissinger telling us that we know he's been a very urgent call in that case right away? Dr. Kissinger, this call. This is just a game. The son of a bitch probably isn't going to play our game economically, but I would hit it. I don't know if he should know. I'm afraid that if they have a deal on the economy and this blows, then he might turn the deal. He likes to be informed.
Absolutely.
I just say that the president wants him to know that he's supported. Say, now look, I can't tell you what it is, but it involves the very highest level of the call, honor and control. Maybe joint meetings, which he's in.
Discussion has been going on for a year and a half.
Right.
Mr. Howard. Okay. I wanted to call you because at noon today, the president's going to make an announcement on foreign policy. The president is going to make an announcement at noon today on foreign policy, which we wanted to give you some advance warning of. And it is that after the meeting in Peking at the end of May, there will be a summit meeting with the Soviet leaders in Moscow. And the purpose of this is, after, I know you are very busy today, but perhaps in the next few days I could come by and give you some sense of strategy, which is to keep those two in some sort of balance with each other, and to try to get a negotiation going that might affect the Middle East and Vietnam and other parts. No, he's just announcing that it will be, let me read you the announcement, may I? Says the leaders of the United States and the Soviet Union in their exchanges during the past year have agreed that a meeting between them would be desirable once sufficient progress has been made in negotiations at a lower level. In light of the recent advances in bilateral and multilateral negotiations involving the two countries, it has been agreed that such a meeting will take place in Moscow in the latter part of May 1972. President Nixon and the Soviet leaders will review all major issues with a view toward further improving their bilateral relations and enhancing the prospects for the future. This is being, of course, a far worse from noon, but we wanted to have some advance further. Good, Mr. Meany, I'll call you in the next few days and talk to you further about it. Good night. He didn't seem too upset about it.
He didn't let you know how. But it's good that he knows.
Oh, yeah, that's good, I expect.
You see my point. Oh, that's all we called him when we wanted him. And he was pissed off about China, you know. And, well, yes, you did call us from China, didn't you?
No, afterwards.
Well, any event, on Meany knows through our demands.
Oh, this announcement today, Mr. President, to put everything in the balance. Because they said he's devil.
Well, I think what's going to happen is that old Silver fighting somebody in the press corps. Just walk around among them. They are going to become the top in the wall. Because they're doing this. The political situation. It is political. That's the situation we're going.
Mr. President, we started this in April 1970. That's the first time I talked to a freeman about this. Then, nevertheless, you did the camp, even though they fit then, you did the camp voting then. They came back to us next last January. You nevertheless did the last. In other words, you always subordinated personal interest to the national interest. I bet if we had done ours, we would have gotten neither China nor Russia. It's hard to prove, but that shows that we were tough enough and unpredictable enough.
Frankly, if we had caved on to July and August,
we had not a shred of a chance.
You agree?
And we saw it through. Yeah. Rogers was saying Montoya was passed, we're through, we're dead.
I know. Well, you remember on cue, everybody was saying, well, we don't do this and that. I was in my driver's room, facing right through. I dug out that 60 out of 90 country thing.
September.
Why the hell State didn't do that? I don't know.
Mr. President, your September 16th press conference will go down as one of your most very most important.
I understand that you want to report to show us that the officers are doing the opposite. They are over the press street and show us that the officers are ready to report to you at any time.
I have to kind of do it by phone. Yeah. Thank you. Henry?
Yes, Mr. President.
Tell get Schultz for me. You're going to, you get ready for him. And also, the other important thing we've done. had it, I could spend a half hour on George Meany when I'm trying to get this ready. Well, what I was gonna say, and you'll say tonight at 6:30, right?
That's all set, because I was,
and then tomorrow, and then Thursday, you and I want to talk, I have an old Thursday break.
I've had some folks, you know, that want you to read through what I've had to say.
Hello? Hello? Yeah. Right. Right. Later. Start off later. Right. Good, good. And I won't say anything. Maybe today, if I'm asked, I may not be asked, but, you know, I'm not even, but this is huge, good. But, in other words, the idea that we have a three-part program here, so, customers cooperate. Yeah. But did they know though? Did they know you were there? Yeah. 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 All right, fine. Now, which office are you in now for the rest of the time? Yeah, you by yourself. Set another phone for one. Go beyond this, but I don't want you to know any of that because this must be a little bit of a problem. But I do know that I just had a call in the previous month. I would like to have a very good name because you're not a man in the United States, so you One thing that occurred to me is to keep our own COLC people from privately or publicly catching them out, publicly or temporarily. I wonder if Mr. Ronda, are the only ones that I can think of that don't get caught in the wrong? This is the statement that was drawn from the public comment of the press conference and the representative. As far as the business is concerned, I don't, the capitulation thing doesn't stand up very much unless they have built up an idea that they're going to do something they never intended to do, but maybe they have at that point. In other words, they may have thought of it. That's right. Enormous. For a while, at least. I agree. And that's what you've got to, let's get that around for a few people that we don't have the business people wanting around. Okay. Fine. Bob, Henry said he was going to Chicago tomorrow to attend that Percy dinner. Maybe we were talking about some film that they put him on, right? Whatever, he's true, but it's tomorrow night. I carry it out there. Well, if you want to check it out, if the damn thing is tomorrow, I would have to do it perhaps late this afternoon. He says this is a big dinner, and several senators are going out, and all that sort of thing. So it may be that, your date, I would gather, that we have to find something considerably later, or a week or so. Is this a situation where who agreed with McGregor? I have
are you doing this? I guess maybe it helps us a little more, but the only point is, I just don't know how to do the others. I mean, except to say that, technically we just haven't the capability. And so that they all feel they're getting the same. But if you get that word around the area, then others know that they won't lobby us.
Leave it to President Nixon and the Soviet leaders, or I?
No, this has to be.
Okay.
Yes, it is one of those things, just like the Chinese.
Yeah, the head. No, okay.
How did you do, God?
But if benefit, but if a man named Nixon had gone into Cuba and bungled it, gone in, you know, and so forth, and went through this list of things, you know, his name would have been mud. When he ends it up, oh, we'll get to hold him. He ended up saying, and yes, there are people who say, would you buy a used car from this man? They should be saying, would you ride in a car driven by anyone named Kennedy? He's really rough.
Get that to Colson. Tell her.
Yeah, they probably sent it.
Well, no, I know. You can get it to him and tell him that I saw the column. He'll know what to do with it.
Yeah.
See, he was strict. They have a little, you know, the way they do it, which must be off.
Oh, really?
Thank God we're going to have two names for him next week.
His call really was darn good, though.
Well, what they're fighting for is not the Southern. They're fighting a conservative.
That's right.
They want a liberal. Everybody's right, they want a Jew. As long as I sit in this office, there'll be no Jew in that court.
I hope not.
No Jew. Now, goddamn it, those Jews, Levy over there in Chicago's a fine university president, but he's a liberal. He's not gonna be in the court. I mean, it's the one thing where the judgment of fellows like Carmen Sapphire, people like that, not because of the Jew, people some of others say, well, it'd be good to find a Jew. What in the name of God have the Jews ever done for us but kick us in the teeth?
The other thing, you could appoint a Jew to the Supreme Court. You could make 10 more, 20 more appointments. If the day before the election you don't turn over half of the country to Israel, they'll vote the other way.
They will.
I don't agree more with you.
No Jews, no Jews. The only Jew that I know that probably has less than that is fine.
Oh, there are a lot.
Carmen, the rest. Money last
year. Not are fine individually, but
but it's true. The Jews are against us. I'm not going to rule out.
Yeah.
All
you're right.
Fine. I don't want this to be finished.
Whoever you appoint, we're going to know the background of really know.
Because it isn't a question of the background. Everybody in his background has got something. The point is that you can't find a guy. If you find a fellow that has anything in his background, he's never done anything.
Well, no, I
even
know that.
Even that poor goddamn Berger, you know, he's been a member of a board.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, I don't mean that. I just mean that some of the guys that are good at really, you know,
doing
things and they don't tell you. That's what I'm
saying.
Oh, no. There's
a lot of blame for that. Ainsworth was fine. Just a joke thing.
Yeah, well, I think it was Richard Wilson and Dave thing. You know, he really should have been taken and it's just too bad he was going to
come. Yeah. Only the second one he sent him to kill.
You could send them both up at one time and
take it up.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm against a woman myself.
I am.
Everybody is, but.
But you're going to send one up there.
No. I don't know.
If you do,
let me say this. There is conservative. You can't do it. That's the reason, you see. It's a way to get another conservative on the court. And they can't vote against another Southerner. They've got to take the second.
Yeah.
They can't fit this court for 100 years. It's always had a Southerner.
I was out in California, I got a call from somebody saying that they were sure I was going to have a call from Liz Carpenter that this, these women were going to insist on coming in to see you, and they were backing this one big Democrat from California. So I said to the person who called me, look, when she asked you about this, did you ask why she didn't bring this up with Johnson? I said, you know, now Liz Carpenter doesn't have a damn thing to say about this administration. That they were in here all that time. Why didn't, if she feels so strong about, why didn't she talk to Johnson about playing Mrs. Ford instead of A?
California, but not theirs. It's
there's a justice, isn't there, a woman named Lily out there who's supposed to be? But at any rate, I just told her, I said, well, you should just have
told
her that.
Well, let me tell you, there's a conference where it's Willis and Fatkin. Because it was for her. Reagan. Jordan, former chief Red, and younger. The Superior Court, that's the highest court in California, in the trial administration for 20 years. He's been up to the appeals court, that's the intermediate court for 5 years. She's 55 years of age. She's Catholic. She's a Democrat. The only time she's been reversed by the Supreme Court of the state of California is when she's hard on the law, and she's smart and conservative. And she's married to one of them.
Well, that's great. Now, I brought her up not knowing if you even had her, but Gail Patrick Jackson called me and wrote in a letter.
She knows her.
She knows her, has known her over the years. She thinks she is, by all odds, the greatest choice. She said, There are two women judges out there. She knows them both. There are two or
three. Listen, the ones that have been mentioned are those
no
stories.
Comparison.
Well, the ones that have been mentioned in stories are left-wing types.
She said there is no comparison. This woman stands head and shoulders above her. And Gail Patrick Jackson wouldn't recommend somebody she didn't really do anything. She's a terrific cow.
It's going to be a real fight. These families, we're going to put it home.
Well, I'm glad you're thinking about her because I think Gail Jackson, Patrick Jackson, is a smart woman. And she doesn't, she's in the women's living.
Well, it may not work after we check with the bar, but on Thursday, they come up with a book. I sent her name up there. And I thought that Senate can't turn her down.
They're going to have a darn hard time turning her down.
She's been a judge all the years. They'll say, well, it's mediocre. I can hear it now. She's been reversed. I can hear it now. By God, she's not a Republican. It's not partisan. She's a right-wing judge.
She must be. She could be.
She already told me she's old.
And just the way Gail wrote about her, she just sounds excellent.
Oh, I feel so strongly about the two judges. I'll get anybody up there, but there's not going to be any goddamn liberal. I will not fight.
Just a two appointment. Country can go down the drain. There are all people in there. They can do more than, well, look at the wine club. They did.
No, it hadn't called. Yeah, what is the Moscow time? Bob, what's the Moscow time? What is it? 7, 8, or 9? Well, I think it's 8, but nevertheless, I'll be over. Thank you.